With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live across Australia on SEN Track, Giddy Up with Gareth Hall.
Welcome back to Giddy Up. This is Giddy Up Stable Mail. Thanks to Bet365 on this Thursday morning. Always great to catch up with champion New Zealand trainer Mark Walker ahead of a big day of racing, especially when he has his superstar mare Imperatrix engaged in the William Reid Stakes. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
She had a final hit out, I think, on Wednesday morning. Were you happy with her at Cranbourne?
Yeah, we really were. She worked nicely, so we're actually just on our way back from the beach now.
Yeah, third run back this preparation. Do we see more improvement in her? She probably doesn't need to improve too much because I reckon her running that Newmarket handicap was extraordinary under the circumstances.
Yeah, we were very proud of her effort, and full credit to the colt was just too good on the day at the weights.
Yeah, you must be looking forward to getting back to weight for age, however, with her on Saturday. And I guess Moonee Valley is a favourite track as well.
Yeah, it definitely is a favourite track. She seems to grow a leg around there. So, no, we're looking forward to Saturday.
What does Opie do from that draw?
Oh, he'll just sum it up how he jumps. I think she can race back or forward. Doesn't really matter. So he sums things up pretty quickly. So I don't think he has too many concerns.
All right, then. So she's ready to rumble again in Imperatrix. And the Alistair Clark, you've got your star filly going around in Quintessa, who's been ultra consistent this preparation. I thought her run the other day at Flemington, the Guineas, was exceptional. What do you make of her chances in the Alistair Clark?
Yeah, she gives you the impression she'll eat up 2,000 metres. You never know till you go to that sort of distance. But on her pedigree alone, she's out of a High Chaparral mare that won at 2,700. So I think that'll be a bonus getting to 2,000. And she worked at the Valley Tuesday. She got round those corners well. So, no, she's definite chance, that's for sure.
Excited to see what Certainly can do in this country. We haven't seen her in this country yet, but there's always, when I was in New Zealand the other month, there was big raps on her, this daughter of Savabile. How she travelled over?
Yeah, really good. So she only got in last night. So
yeah,
we do that a bit, just come over Wednesday and they race Saturday, and they seem to hop off the plane and race very well. So she's still pretty new and a bit green, but she's pretty much untapped at this stage.
What have you got a race in mind for her this campaign in Australia, or are you just taking a race at a time with her?
Sort of a race at a time. We've got a couple of options, the AJC Oaks or the Australasian Oaks, maybe in Adelaide. So just depends what we do this Saturday as to what path we take.
And she looks like a filly that just would lap up 1,600 metres as well as she steps up to that trip.
Yeah, you'd think so for sure, yes.
Can't wait to see Campanessa back at the races. Boy, I don't know what you've done with her, but what a preparation she's had.
Yeah, she's just got a bit stronger physically. That's mainly what it is with some of these mares. She's just been a little bit slow maturing, but once she's fully mature now, she's stringing together a really good record.
I guess you would have been tempted maybe to go to an All-Star Mile if you got that invite there last week, but you saved her for the Sunline. inside gate. Where do you reckon Opie will be with her from that draw?
I think he'll be pretty handy. She had a little. They did ask us about the All-Star Mile, but yeah, we just stuck to our plans as we normally do, and we just felt she'd had flight over from New Zealand in 2 weeks after running against Legato. So she had a week, 10 days, freshen up at the Water Walker, and so just coming back to a mile. But yeah, she seems bright as a button.
Will she go to Sydney after this?
That's the plan. We sort of had a good chat about it, and we just felt we'd stick to fillies and mares, so she might go up for the Queen of the Turf.
It's amazing all the facilities and the tools that trainers use these days. Like back in the day, you'd never see a mare like this, like a Campanessa, have the campaign that she's had, really. And she just keeps, looks like she's just getting better as well as the prep gets deeper.
Yeah, it's just about mentally, like even the beach this morning, just having some of them down there, they really love it. And it's just, like with horses, you just got to keep them every morning they come out of the box, you want them thinking, what am I going to do today? Yeah. Like it's not much fun going home every morning and having cornflakes every day, is it?
No, that's a good point you make, Mark. What about Prismatic? What did he have for breakfast this morning?
No, he was down the beach as well, so... he's probably out of his grade a little bit, but we feel he's still got the freshness to go. Quite a nice race on Saturday.
All right, then he's at $12, so he might be worth an each-way ticket there.
He seems bright enough, so he has run, obviously he's coming back from the Jericho, but on his day, he's not a bad galloper.
Yeah. You got a host of runners in New Zealand, both at Taronga and also at Riccarton, so in both islands. Have you got a stand out there for us, mate?
Probably the two-year-old race at Riccarton, the one horse there by Al Mansour called Nucleus, or I think he's a really good chance.
Okay, there. So that's in race two. He's impressive on debut, and he's into $1.65 now. So we'll definitely follow that horse. How many more horses coming to Cranbourne from New Zealand base, you're full up there at Cranbourne at the moment?
We've always got room for a nice horse.
Yes.
But a filly that ran third in the New Zealand Oaks on Saturday, she's making her way over next week, and she's going to head to Adelaide. And a former Wellington Cup winner, he's coming over on the same flight, and he'll be at the Warrnambool Jumps Carnival.
Okay, yep. Oh, that's exciting then. So you got some nice horses coming once again. And so Nucleus Saw would be your best in New Zealand. What would be your best, I guess, Imperatrees, outside Imperatrees there at the Valley on Saturday?
Outside Imperatrice, you'd think Campionessa.
All right, mate. We appreciate your time, Mark. What's for breakfast for you? So do you have to change it around? Are you a cornflakes man, Cocoa Pops?
Oh, no, I've got to fill up the ute, so I might get a pie at the gas station.
Good on you, brother. Thanks for that, Mark. Good luck on the weekend.
Thanks very much.
He's a star. There's Mark Walker. Paul Snowden to join us straight after this. This is Giddy Up Stable Mail.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.